just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters and powered by Bill Curry Ford. I'm going to talk a lot about how Bill Curry Ford has put $1,000 checks out there for the winners of both of my podcast leagues as my podcast league's regular seasons are complete. So I want to recap everything that happened in our league, where we are, thank the participants, praise those that made the playoffs, and give them some attention here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. In going forward, I want you to know that if you are in the market at any point in the near future for a brand new Ford vehicle or changing to a pre-owned vehicle of the Ford or other major manufacturer brand, I want you to seek out Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. He is the GM. He plays annually in my podcast leagues. He has his own football podcast on joebucksfan.com. He writes those checks that I just talked about to the winners of our podcast leagues, and there is never an entry fee to play in any of my podcast leagues. I've never charged anything for any personal or podcast leagues. That will never change. Seek out Sean Sullivan. Tell him you're a listener of mine. Tell him you're a football fan. And he will then hear out what your needs are and put you in the right direction towards changing vehicles at Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. And Sean is tough to find at the dealership. If you cannot find him, you find Grace Thomas. You tell her I sent you, why you're looking for Sean Sullivan, and she is the right person and a wonderful person to track Sean down for you. All right, so let's first talk about the NFL, which is the National Fantasy League, one of two podcast leagues this year for our purposes. I went with six teams making the playoffs, giving incentive to be top seeds by putting first round buys out there to the top two seeds, and something I don't talk about a lot here on the podcast, something I started doing, I believe it was last year, maybe the year before. I reversed the waiver priority in the playoffs. I see no reason why the last playoff team in should pick first on waivers in the playoffs. It should be determined by playoff seeding. So the top seed gets first choice off the waiver wire this week. And because they have a bye, they will clearly still be in the playoffs next week. So they get top waiver priority for at least the first 2 weeks. If they win their semifinal game, they'll have it for the final. I think that's important. Again, it is a reward for what you accomplished by being a high seed to make the playoffs. So in all my leagues, I reverse the waiver priority to create another perk for having a very good regular season. So in the NFL, the National Fantasy League, Dave Wirth, longtime participant in my foundation league, he had a scheduling conflict with the draft of that league this year, so I moved him over to the podcast league, and he's won his last nine. He went from 1-3 to 10-3, top seed. He was fourth in total points, but by virtue of his nine-game winning streak to finish the season, hasn't lost in over 2 months. Dave Wirth is the number one seed in the NFL. And I'm going to take a look at his team. Jonathan Taylor is a huge part of that. And I would imagine in many of your leagues, the person who owns Jonathan Taylor is at or near the top. That's how good Taylor has been. We've called him Derrick Henry 2.0, and he certainly has been with his consistent production. Dave also avoids losing Taylor on bye because he earned a bye. This is the latest the NFL has ever gone with bye weeks. I've even had one owner reach out to me and say, yeah, I don't think we should have playoffs where they're bye weeks. Look, the NFL went long with this. There was no way around it. There was no way around it with how I wanted to structure these leagues and create an NFL versus AFL championship game after both leagues had had a title winner, do all that before week 18. So it was a necessary evil that I told all my owners about going into it. I'm sure the last thing you want if you're playing a 14-week regular season is to lose Jonathan Taylor because you might need him to secure a bye or a playoff spot or something of the like. That's just the way the bye weeks laid out this year because the NFL went longer with them than ever before. So Dave's team, quarterback Dak Prescott with Kirk Cousins as a backup, running back Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, who's been very good most of the year as an RB2, has been injured, missed the Viking game, missed most of the Thanksgiving game, may be back for week 15, which would be the semifinals for Dave. But DeAndre Swift was a good player for Dave in the regular season. His pass catchers, DK Metcalf, Deontay Johnson, Antonio Brown still on his roster for now. Jalen Waddle, Emmanuel Sanders, Kenny Galladay. So I'll just say about Dave's team, it isn't much of a bench. He's done it on the strength of starters who have been very consistent and appear on my boards that I talk about often. I mean, Dak Prescott, top 10 quarterback, DK Metcalf, top 15 wide receiver, Deontay Johnson, top 15 wide receiver, Jonathan Taylor, you know, number two running back in average per game behind Derrick Henry. DeAndre Swift has been a very solid RB2, a top 20 running back. That's been the strength of Dave's team. A lot of playmakers there, a lot of people touching the ball, but Jonathan Taylor has been a key in Dave's 9-game winning streak to earn the top seed and first waiver claim in the playoffs. Rob Wright, our podcast league defending champion, a 2-time defending champion overall, overcoming the loss of Derrick Henry. Rob is always very aggressive making deals. Rob, despite the loss of Derrick Henry, total of 69 moves in the regular season. No, he's not a pervert. It just happened to fall on that number. But by far, the most moves in the league. Next was Dennis Phillips with 25, then me with 24, and Louis with 24. But Rob, 8-5, earns the number 2 seed and also a first-round bye and the number 2 waiver priority this week and next week. A lot of praise to Ira Kaufman. He has come a long way. The sage of Tampa Bay sports, Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter, columnist and podcast host for JoeBucksFan.com. And I value my friendship with Ira, how supportive he has been of me, his interest in coming to the draft and playing in these fantasy leagues. He outscored us all in the regular season, and honestly, it wasn't close. Wasn't close. He was 73 points clear of the next best scoring team in the league. He had some tough luck with the schedule at times this year. He would complain to me and others about this, and I just said, well, remember, the sixth seed gets in on points, takes the schedule out of play. Ira, I think you're going to be fine. and he was. He ends up the number three seed by virtue of his tremendous point production. Quarterback Tom Brady, wide receiver Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, depth at running back, James Conner, Alvin Kamara. David Montgomery came back at a good time for him when he lost Kamara. Picking up Darrell Williams when he did was strategic. Hollywood Brown, at least for the first couple months of the season, was a very consistent performer for him at the wide receiver tight end flex. And he was the first to draft a kicker and took Justin Tucker. Well played, Ira. He was in the playoffs last year, lost in the opening round. Ira's going to be a tough out this year. I managed to push through to the four seed just behind Ira with wins in my last three games and a point total that as long as Ira got in the top five, I was going to get in as the wild card. Didn't need it, but I ended up the four seed. For those of you, and I talk about my team often here in the NFL Podcast League, and I'm always proud anytime I can beat Rob W, and I beat him with a win and get in week 13. Lamar Jackson being my quarterback. He hasn't been as good recently, but he's still on the season, been one of the top performers in all of fantasy football. My plug and play of Russell Gage last week did not hurt with the volume he received in Atlanta's loss to Tampa Bay. I own Davante Adams. I own Rob Gronkowski, so his return to health has been good for me. I need a healthy Deebo Samuel and Kareem Hunt to have a chance to win this fantasy title. I have A.J. Brown, who may be able to help me if I can push through the first week of the fantasy playoffs, if he comes off IR and is productive. I also own A.J. Dillon. And Eli Mitchell and Leonard Fournette. Been a good combination for me at running back. Neither one of the top running backs, but I have gotten by because remember my draft strategy this year was not taking running backs in the first three rounds, and here I am as the four seed in my playoffs. I made a trade for Fournette. I picked up Eli Mitchell on waivers before the week one game started based off the Adam Schefter report on Fantasy Football Now on ESPN2 that Sunday morning to protect myself in case Mostert went down, and Mostert went down immediately in week one. I was making an investment in 49er running backs, and I picked up Mitchell. So I literally went into the week one game with three 49er running backs, Mostert, Sermon, Mitchell, hoping one would pay off. It did. That's how you use your bench. That's how you utilize your roster spots. And obviously, A.J. Dillon didn't hurt me in recent weeks and clearly looks like a guy who's going to be involved going forward for the Packers, even with a healthy Aaron Jones. So that's my team in the National Fantasy League. The five seed is ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips. He was in the title game last year in this league and lost to Rob. So Dennis is back in the playoffs. Dennis is a very enthusiastic, very astute fantasy player and just overall sports fan. I love his support as much as I love Ira's of what we do here. And before Dennis and his son left the draft, and remember, this was early September, he said, hey, when you see Drew Garabo, you know, tell him I send my best. That's the kind of guy Dennis Phillips is. So thank you, Dennis. Congratulations on making the playoffs. And good luck to you this week. It's you versus me. Winner gets into the semifinals. And then Mike from Papa John's, who caters my golf tournaments, plays in my golf tournaments, provides prizes to my golf tournaments. Mike does a lot for me from Papa John's of Tampa Bay. If you are ever in the area of the West Water store in Tampa, pop in, especially if it's earlier in the day. If you see a smiling, bald man working his ass off, ask if that's, hey, are you Mike Lentz? And say hi to him. Thank you, Mike. and congrats on making the fantasy playoffs this year. Mike made it in on points, not by much, earning the wild card just ahead of the JoeBucksFan.com consortium. Thanks to Val, a previous podcast league player, for playing our ass man from the Foundation League last year with a better performance this year in the podcast league, Mark Fitzpatrick. Mark doesn't need fantasy luck. Mark, as a sports fan, has been going nuts because his favorite NFL team won the Super Bowl, the Bucks. His favorite NHL team has won the last two Stanley Cups, the Lightning. His favorite baseball team just won the World Series, the Braves. And his favorite college football team just made the college football playoff, the Michigan Wolverines. So, Mark, you didn't need a fantasy championship to go with all of your other sports connections right now. But you did make a late push on points to get the wild card, and thank you for playing in the league. Sean Sullivan, Bill Curry Ford was the 10 seed, missed the playoffs second straight year. But thank you, Sean, for sponsoring me. Thank you for writing the checks to the winners. And we'll see you soon. Bengal Ralph misses the playoffs this year. Just things didn't go his way. He is a Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famer at my golf tournaments, just like Dave Wirth, and a wonderful human being. Thanks for playing, Ralph. And Louis, first year for you in one of my leagues. Louis just kept looking at his team all year long and said, my team is better than they're playing. And it just never worked out on a consistent basis. And then this last week, he hung 112 on Dennis Phillips and beat him by 72.5. Tough year for Louis. But Louis, you are welcome back to play in a podcast league again next year. All right, let me move quickly to the AFL and give some attention to those participants. Same playoff format, top six got in, top two get byes. With a couple weeks to go, it was maybe 50 or 60 points separated the top five or six in this league. And then the interesting part was, Chris, a longtime podcast listener and player, had a bad record but was protected by my wild card. I knew for months Chris was going to get in, and he did. He ends up getting in on points because he outscored everyone in the league. Tony made a run at his total points late, but Chris was the leader in total points for virtually all season, so he gets the sixth seed. Well done, Chris. And that's why my wild card exists. The other first-round playoff teams are Scott from Payway. He's the regional manager of Payways in West Florida, and catered, along with Mike from Papa John's, our fantasy draft night at Bill Curry Ford. Nice job, Scott. Thanks for playing. Good luck in the playoffs. Greg started out awful. Greg drives in from Ocala to participate in fantasy draft night. And I even kind of gave him an escape route early in the season with something I'm going to do next year. It's not going to be optional for the players involved. And Greg said, no, thank you. I believe in my team. I'm going to make a run. And he did. Greg was winless for the first either 3 or 4 weeks. Gets in on the wins, not just on the tiebreaker on points. He earned the 4 seed. So well played, Greg. Good luck. Dan missed out on a bye because Stephon Diggs didn't get it done on Monday night. But Dan is a very formidable 3 seed in the playoffs. He'll be facing Chris in the first round. And then my 2 first round byes, Tony's team looks tough, but only 21 points better than Kevin from the Locked On Rays podcast. Let me just look at Tony's team and tell you a little bit about it. Tom Brady, Justin Jefferson, Chris Godwin, Terry McScorin, T. Higgins has had a good run recently. Let's see. Very smart running back roster. No big names here, but all guys who at times are a good play. Antonio Gibson has played through the shin injury to high volume of attention. There's Eli Mitchell on Tony's team. Sony Michel, who had a good week 13 in the absence of Henderson. I traded Tony Khalil Herbert when Montgomery came back because he has Montgomery. So now he has whoever is healthy for the Bears. We know clearly the pecking order there. But that's Tony's team. Let me look at Kevin's team real quick. Kevin, smart guy. Didn't make a lot of transactions this year. Kevin, you only made 9 moves, and you're the number 2 seed with a first round bye. Only 9 moves. So most of what Kevin did was in the draft. Although he made one big trade with me late in the season. I sent him Dak Prescott. I sent him DeAndre Hopkins. Granted, I got value back in that deal. I got, Mike Evans back. I got Jalen Hurts back. I think I got Hunter Renfrow back, I think. I sent him Devontae Smith, didn't I? Yeah. But Prescott is his quarterback. Wide receivers, Lamb. He's hoping Hopkins stays healthy. He took that risk when I dumped Hopkins. He does have Jonathan Taylor. So there's Taylor again on a team with a first round bye. But he has Fournette. And fortunate for Kevin, he earns the first round bye. So he doesn't have to worry about being without Taylor this week. Well done, Kevin. And for the guys who didn't make the playoffs, who are loyal podcast listeners or golfers like John, Will, and Captain Morgan, thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. And you are welcome back next year also. That's the recap of the regular season in my podcast leagues. As I look ahead to the playoffs, my foundation league does last one more week, so I'll recap what's going on there next week as it looks like I'm going to make the playoffs in the foundation league, and then we'll do another podcast later in the week where we look ahead to some of the games, and I'll take a look at my boards and see what stands out. We might go game by game for Sunday and Monday of week 14. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters and powered by Bill Curry Ford. My email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com.